Hello? Oh, hi, Fluke.
Hi, Stu. Hey, I got 2 tickets to the Rams game. You want to go?
Well, I'd love to, Fluke, but...
But what? What?
My boss and his wife are going to the art show this afternoon, and I...
You what? You have to go with them or something? Stu, are you becoming sissy or something?
No, Fluke, I don't have to go with them, but their kid's not going with them, and I have to...
You mean to tell me that you have to babysit the kid? How'd you get stuck doing that?
Well, my boss gave me 2 choices. Do it or get fired.
Do it.
Right. Look, can you get another ticket? There's still time.
Well, I can, but these are good seats, right on the 50-yard line. If I try to get a ticket now, it'll be a seat above the clouds or something. No, I'll just have to go Jeffy to go with me.
Well, who's going to babysit his kid?
The vets, of course. I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute, Fluke. I need your advice. You've babysat for kids before, haven't you?
Yeah, so?
So I've never done anything like it before. What do I do?
Well, first of all, how old's the kid?
Well, if he needs a babysitter, I guess the oldest he could be is about 9 or 10.
That's niner ass, Brad.
Can you cut that crap out? Just tell me what I should do. What should I have ready?
Some of your mother's nerve medicine.
Come on, Fluke. This is serious. What should I have ready for him?
Well, let's see. A 10-year-old kid. Let me think. I know. Dig out some of your old Felix the Cat cartoons. I know he'll like those. And then have some of those kiddie games ready. You know, like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and Winnie the Pooh. He should enjoy those.
Anything else?
Don't forget to talk real simple English with him. Don't use any dirty words. The simple English should be very easy for you because you are a very simple person.
Very funny, Lasagna Lips. Yeah, but you're right about the profanity, though. I'll be sure to can that.
And Stu...
Yeah?
Most of all, don't play him any of your tapes. You're not a doctor. You can't treat him if he gets sick.
Goodbye, and thanks! Ah! Well, Fluke's right. Let's see, cartoons. Ah, here we are. A 2,000-foot reel of Felix the Cat cartoons. Ah, that kid'll love them. Now, I'll just set these kiddie games up here. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. I'm sure glad I didn't throw them away. There, all set. Well, I'll bet he's a cute little guy. Nah, if he looks anything like my boss, he couldn't be. Uh-oh, he's here. This is it. Hi,
boss.
Stuart, here's my kid. You better watch him good or it'll mean your ass.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that in front of the little guy. I mean, he may use that language in front of people that don't appreciate that kind of talk, boss.
What the hell are you talking about? You never met my kid, have you?
No, I haven't.
Herman, get your ass over here.
Where is he?
He's right in front of you. What's the matter? You deaf or something?
This is your little son? He's big enough to be your brother or your father.
I never said he was little, you asshole.
But, boss, I was expecting...
Shut up! I haven't got time to talk now. I gotta take the wife to the damn art show. Take care of the kid or someone's gonna take care of you. Goodbye.
You're kind of big for your age, Herman. You're even bigger than me. Looks stronger, too. Look, Herman, why don't you sit down right here in front of this projector? I'll show you some films, okay?
Ah, shit. I hope they're porno films.
Shame on you, Herman. People your age shouldn't swear.
Biggest 10-year-old I've ever seen.
Okay, pal. Here we go.
Felix the Cat.
Oh, my God, I don't believe this. Hold it, you shrimp.
He pushes into his bag of tricks, Felix the Cat.
What's the matter? And who are you calling a shrimp? Oscar Molloy hasn't been here for 4 days.
What the hell are you showing me? You think I'm some kind of nut?
Well, I thought kids your age liked Felix cartoons.
How did kids your age, with your mentality, get into UCLA?
All right, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
Just knock out the double talk. What else are you going to bore me with?
Oh, this won't bore you. This is a nice little table game. It's called Winnie the Pooh. The idea is to get Winnie from the swamp to the hole in the tree where the honey is.
Oh, brother, how about sticking your head into a hole in a tree?
You were a great help, Fluke. All right, Herman, look, what do 10-year-olds like to do?
What do 10-year-olds like to do?
Yeah!
I would guess they like to watch Felix the Cat cartoons and play table games like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, okay, if that's what you... Hey, well, how come you don't like to do those things?
Probably because I'm not 10 years old.
You're not? Well, just how old are you?
15.
15? Why the hell do you need a babysitter if you're 15?
Because my dad doesn't trust me. He says I have a bad habit.
Habit? What kind of a habit?
I don't know. That's the nutty part. Listen, forget about my personal life. Come on, let's go down to the corner and lay some chips.
Whoa, now wait a minute. I'm supposed to be baby... adult sitting you. We're not going to engage in anything like that.
Why, are you a fag or something?
No, I am not a fag or something. Look, why can't we figure out something to do right here?
Okay, you got any ideas?
No.
Neither do I. Come on, let's go get Brian.
Wait, now hold it. Look, I know. I'll get us something to drink. I'll get us each some punch, and then we can...
Punch? What are you, a Catholic or something? I don't drink punch. Here, try some of this.
What's that?
Just shut up and try it. I drink it all the time.
Hey, this is good. What is this?
I don't know exactly. I find it in our den. I drink it all the time.
Hey, it tickles my nose. This wouldn't be booze, would it?
Now, do I look like the kind of kid that would steal booze from my parents?
Well, you never can tell. Boy, this stuff sure is good.
Here, have some more.
Yes, sir! This is Store Good Snubbin!
Whoopee!
Woo! Say, Hermie pal, how long have we been sitting here discussing politics?
Let's see, I got here at 2. Now it's 5. Good Lord, we've been here 8 hours.
Boy, time sure flies when you're having fun, don't it? And that's the truth. Whoopee! Woo! Woo! Come in!
All right, Stuart, where's my kid? I'm ready to take him home.
Oh, how you doing, Fatso?
Fatso? Who the hell you calling Fatso?
Boy, you look like the inside of an elephant's tuchim.
Stuart, are you drunk or something?
Listen, Chubbs, what makes you think that I'm drunk? Is it because you're so fat you can't see around your pot?
I've never been so insulted in all my life. Stuart, you're fired.
Boss, you're fat.
Herman, let's get out of here now.
Yes, Father. I'll be right there. Well, goodbye, Stuart. And thank you for everything.
The end. Skid Row, Hermie, pal.
Frankly, I don't know what's come over Stuart, Father. In this past few hours, he's been acting rather strangely.
All this time, he's been working for me, and I find out that he's a lush. Come on, Herman.
I will certainly have a story to tell parochial school tomorrow, Father. I will indeed.